Other tactics that the Masons are using in order to bring about a one-world government and the need for a global security force controlled by them is to allow crime rates to soar, thus creating fear for personal and national security. The drugs industry, according to official estimates, is in terms of monetary value one of the largest industries in the world. The countries of the world are currently involved in trying to solve this problem on a national and international scale. The United States, for example, has a huge and growing drugs problem, the direct result of which has been soaring crime rates, which continue to increase at an alarming rate. Backed by the growing levels of public demand for tougher action, the government has justification to use heavy-handed, overt and covert operations to combat the drugs problem and satisfy public opinion. However, certain disturbing facts about the American drugs war throw a shadow of doubt upon its credibility and the motives of the government. It is commonly believed that during the 1960s, J. Edgar Hoover, the then chairman of the FBI, allowed the drugs trade to flourish within the African-American community in an attempt to undermine the black community's uprising within American society. During the 1980s, with the threat of communism taking over Central America, money was urgently required to finance the rebellion movement against communism. And to raise this, the CIA allowed drugs to be traded into America. Revelations by the American senator, Jack Bloom, who was part of an investigatory committee into the matter, confirms this. The pathetic justification given by the FBI for using drugs to subdue the African-American community in the 1960s was that the black uprising was in actual fact a communist attempt to undermine America's involvement in Vietnam. During the Contra Wars in the 1980s, the scapegoats used to justify the flow of drugs into America were once again the communists. However, today the threat of communism no longer exists. Yet the drugs trade is still flourishing in America, and the trade in international drugs trafficking is soaring, raising the question as to why.
In the course of the Contra War, the United States, as a matter of policy, abandoned drug law enforcement, looked the other way at the kinds of conditions we were creating, but enhanced the ability of traffickers to move dope into the United States, and in effect allowed a drug trade to flourish, all to support the Contra movement and to support the war.
Historically, the Freemasons have used or created problems within society to turn and manipulate events in accordance with their agenda. The rising drugs problem in America gives the authorities all the justification needed to use stronger, heavy-handed tactics on an even wider scale. Already major transatlantic operations, as well as American and Latin American operations, have been undertaken to combat the drugs epidemic. It will not be long before there is significant backing for a strong global offensive. Distortion of the facts and usage of manufactured and biased statistics are the tools of the Freemasonic governments of today, as well as creating a public need for greater national and global security. Rising rates of crime, drug abuse, and the increasing threat of terrorism act to serve the purpose of promoting greater control of the masses.